The surge in coronavirus infections is showing no signs of slowing here in the U.S. The nation has hit a record number of hospitalizations this week. It has surpassed 1 million new confirmed cases in just the first 10 days of November, and 240,000 plus Americans have now died from COVID-19.
Joining us live, Dr. William Schaffner. He's the infectious disease specialist at the Vanderbilt Medical Center. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Hillary and Sean.
How would you characterize where we are right now, and what is your feeling about the direction we're moving in?
Grim in both. I think we're in a dark place because, obviously, as you've just said, cases are increasing. It's in every single state, and they're increasing at a rate that surprised even we experts, because we knew there would be a surge. We didn't think it would come quite this early, and the steep increase is really ominous. Hospitals are filling up again. People are really sick, and give it another week or two, and I'm afraid the death rate will go up also. And looking forward to the winter, where more people are spending more time indoors, more holidays, more group gatherings, fewer people wearing masks, it's not a good formula.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this. You and other top experts have been telling us for months to wear a mask, avoid other people, wash our hands frequently. It just seems like, does it seem like America in general is not listening?
I'm afraid so. I think there's not only COVID fatigue, I think there's now real COVID annoyance. People are tired of this virus. They just want it to go away, but of course it won't. Its only job is to infect another person, and it's doing that very, very efficiently. We need a new view. We've done the experiment of subcontracting the control of this outbreak to the governors and the various states. That's failed. Look at the data. We need a national approach similar to the approach in many other countries, Japan, South Korea, Australia, New Zealand, China, for example. And they have worked with a clear national direction. Whether we can get that together, I'm not sure, but we need to make that attempt.
Besides your desire to see a national plan, what about a potential national plan having to do with gear? Some hospitals are running into shortages again.
It's part of the issue. We need a national program to make sure that we have enough personal protective equipment, as we call it, for hospitals and healthcare workers to use for their own protection, obviously. I think we'll gather around a vaccination program, but that too will be very strung out. It will take us months to vaccinate everybody whom we would like to vaccinate. And during that time, don't throw away your mask. We'll have to keep up with the masking and the social distancing.
Dr. Schaffner, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
That is Dr. William Schaffner. He is the infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt Medical Center, one of the leading infectious disease experts in the country.